our 10-minute speaker is Jane H. from San Diego.
Yay! Oh, God. Hi, I'm Jane. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi.
I'm going to share about the miracles in sobriety for me in the next 10 minutes. And I had 10 and a half years of sobriety at one point. In Minnesota, and I quit going to meetings. Well, let me start in the beginning. I started drinking at about 12 years old. I was on my own at 14. I was in and out of institutions for a long time, so I had a ninth grade education. At 28, I did 3 years in prison, and then I got 10 and a half years of sobriety. And I totally worked the program, convention committees, meetings. I ran the Minneapolis service office. And then I stopped going to meetings. You know, life got really good. I got my master's degree in sobriety with a 4.0. I was good in school until I quit. Sobriety gave me... I went to school, worked full-time, one, two jobs at a time when I got out on parole, and I made it. I saved money. I bought a duplex in Minnesota that was run down, rehabbed it, and started buying rental property. I worked for Pratt & Whitney Aerospace for 9 years, climbed the corporate ladder and made it. Life was good. I was in Mexico City with customers and forgot to tip my wine glass over. There was no reason or unhappiness or sadness in my life why I relapsed. I just thought I was cured. I had everything in life. I had my dreams had all been fulfilled. All my dreams had come true, plus for a kid that was on her own and on the streets at 14. A kid who had been through hell and back at a very early age. That wine glass that I didn't tip over and that I drank that one day very quickly became Jack Daniel's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. At age 39, I was introduced to a new drug, so I added crystal meth to my resume of drugs. That took me down a horrible, horrible dark place. I lost all my rental properties. I lost my career, and a multiple-year marriage, a very good marriage. Some of the happiest years of my life. I threw all that away because I picked up that wine glass. It's an insidious disease. Unbelievably, just you take the first drink and there's no recourse until you get back in this program. I got 3 DUIs. I relapsed for 4.5 years. Got 3 DUIs, a felony possession. They raided the DEA, et cetera, raided my house. I got involved with a bunch of bad people again in my life. So I lost my house. I lost my rental properties, career, went back to jail. The judge said, go to treatment, inpatient, 90 days, or you're going back to prison. I went to treatment in Temecula. I told them I'm not going back to those AA meetings. In fact, I said it a little more forcefully than that. I said, I'm not going back to them effing meetings. I'm here because of the judge, and that's it. I drank about a third bottle of Jack Daniels that morning and drove myself to treatment. They made me go to meetings, or I couldn't stay there. Then the miracle happened. It clicked. Every meeting I go to, I find love and support with fellow AA members. And it's truly miraculous. I had a problem with the faith thing because I'm very analytical and I don't have any proof that there's a God, so I have faith issues still. I'm not there yet. But I pray in the morning. I pray at night. I go to lots of women's meetings. I'm on my third set of steps. I go to dedicated women's step studies. After 6 months, I went to the H&I orientation, and I did a panel. I'm waiting to get back into the jails to bring sobriety, to bring hope to people in prison and in jails, because that's where I first learned about the program. today. Today, I don't drive. They took my license for 4 years. I get it back in October. I walk a mile to and from each way to work. I got a job finally. When I first got back in sobriety, I didn't have the attention span to read a paragraph. That's how messed up I was. I started out smoking crystal, drinking Jack Daniels, and then I started doing crystal the worst way you can. And I just was trying to kill myself. So I'm saying this because I made it back. I have an awesome sponsor that's been with me for the last year. I have a bunch of friends that are here. I did the 18-month DUI program, finished it. I did 30 weekends of work service on the freeways picking up trash. I have five left. You know, all the normal stuff, I got a job. A week into sobriety, I got a job. And, you know, it was a miracle. I couldn't get a job because of my felonies and my DUIs. And the job I have now, there was a four-page application, but guess what? They didn't ask that question on the application. They didn't ask it. I didn't have to lie. Not that I did. I told the truth and I didn't get a job. But that application didn't have the question. Since then, I've been promoted twice. And I finally told them I have a master's because I had to take my master's off my resume to get a $13 an hour job, which is now a career again. But I was willing to do whatever it takes to pay the rent, to get out of sober living, to have my own place. I have a bank account. Still starting over, still got a lot of wreckage with IRS and various other things. I'm off formal probation. I no longer have to report in. I no longer have to drug screen. And it's just miraculous. In the beginning, $25-$30 had to last me for food for 2 weeks at the 99-cent stores where I ate. It was not easy. But my thought on the program is you can make it harder, you can make it easy. They said get to know women, call women. In the beginning, I didn't want to know you. I didn't trust you. I can do this on my own. Women put their hands out, and they called me. They called me when I needed them to call me. And I have awesome friends. I have awesome love and support. I'm trying to get the faith thing down. You know, the sky's the limit right now. When I get my license back, I have plans. You know, now then I can go out and... I think I'm going to stay where I'm working now because they've promoted me a couple times. But I couldn't get a job because I couldn't drive. I know the bus and the trolley system like the back of my hand now. And that's a lot of humility for somebody like me. Back in the day, I could, you know, I walked into Harley-Davidson and bought a Harley off the showroom floor within about an hour. And now I can't even get a credit card because of this relapse. So it's a lot, it's humbling. It's something that people don't have to go down the path that I went down. I can never stop going to meetings. I can never stop helping others. This is for the rest of my life, and I need to give back. When I get my license, I'm going to find out who doesn't have a license and give them rides. Because so many people have taken me to court. I had a group of people show up at court. I mean, I've gone, turned myself into Las Colinas to do time sober. You know, all that stuff. I've been through it, so I have to reach out and help like I was helped. Is time up? Good. Okay, thanks.